Now, the epistle for the Feast of the Holy Trinity is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, the 11th chapter. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God! How incomprehensible are his judgments, and how unsearchable his ways! For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and recompense shall be made him? For of him, and by him, and in him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 28th chapter. Excuse me, that's the Gospel of St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "All power is given to me in heaven and on earth. Going, therefore, teach you all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Going forth, teach ye all nations, teaching them whatsoever I have commanded you. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the long and glorious list of the martyrs of the Catholic faith, there are few among the martyrs who have suffered as severely as did St. Andrew Bobola. St. Andrew Bobola was born in 1591. He entered the Jesuit order at the age of 20, and he was martyred in 1657 on May the 16th. Now, St. Andrew Bobola's martyrdom was a result of the hatred held by the schismatic Russian Orthodox Catholics for his great zeal for the one true Catholic faith. That's important to keep in mind because as we record the happenings of May 16th and what actually became of him during his martyrdom, it helps us to remember that just because somebody simply puts the title of Catholic before their name, or just because somebody says that they love God, does not mean that they have the one true Catholic faith. That's why it's so important that we hold to the Catholic faith as it was always taught. And that's why it's so important that we do profess every article of the Catholic faith and follow every Catholic article of Catholic morality in our own lives. Because there are many people who may give themselves the title of Catholic, but are far from following in our Lord's footsteps. Well, these Russian Orthodox Catholics came into the town of Pinsk, Poland, on that day, May 16th, 1657. This is where St. Andrew was living at the time, and he knew what would happen when they came to town. And so when he saw them approach, he fell on his knees in the city street. He raised his eyes to heaven, and he exclaimed, "Lord, thy will be done." At that moment, the barbarians rushed the good priest, and they tore off his religious habit, and then they began to make a sacrilegious mockery of his priesthood and of the Catholic faith. They began by crowning him with thorns and scourging him, as our Lord was. They then proceeded to burn him with torches. And after this had taken place, then they began to attack his priesthood. They knew from being some form of Christian that to be a Catholic priest, a man needed to be tonsured. The tonsure is that haircut that is received. You would most likely remember it or recall it in seeing a statue of St. Francis or St. Dominic. Even here in our sanctuary, we have the picture of St. Lawrence on the stained glass window, and he is wearing the full tonsure. Well, that part of hair that was missing on the top of the head for tonsure for centuries, they decided to remove that part of St. Andrew Bobola's scalp. They then tore off his fingers that were necessary for consecrating our Lord's body and blood at Mass, and they removed his tongue, which had been used so eloquently throughout life to preach the one true Catholic faith. Just before putting him to death by a blow in the head, the last sacrilege that they heaped upon him was they cut an outline of a chasuble in his back and in his torso, just like the chasuble that I'm wearing now at Mass. Throughout these terrible tortures, St. Andrew prayed for these schismatic demons, and when he expired with that crush of his skull, he went from a state of unimaginable pain and torture to the eternal bliss of heaven that he now will enjoy for all eternity. And my dear friends, he is an example of what our Lord not only preached in today's gospel, but throughout his entire public life. Our Lord told his disciples, "Observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." Quite frankly, we often forget that the very first lesson our Lord taught and the recurring theme throughout his entire public life was that we have to practice penance in our daily lives. Today's gospel is taken from the last verse of St. Matthew's gospel. But if we go all the way back to the first thing that St. Matthew records after our Lord's temptation in the desert, we see that our Lord began his public life teaching the need for penance. Just after he came from the desert, when he began to call his apostles and disciples around him, St. Matthew tells us in chapter 4, "From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Do penance.'" Then continuing out throughout our Lord's teachings, very often he would return to this point. He would even say, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." So then it's quite clear that penance, that is self-denial, will be a part of our lives if we seek to follow Christ as we should. Now, God willing, the amount of penance that we have to do will not amount to what St. Andrew Bobola was called upon to endure. But nevertheless, we have to be ready for sufferings and trials in this life, sufferings that are born for the love of our Lord. Our Lord made this clear in his teachings, and then he even sent his Blessed Mother to reiterate this message for us, and especially during our time here in the modern age. Before things started to become very detrimental to the faith through the actions of the communists and the socialists, our Blessed Mother came to this earth to once more remind us that in order to follow her Son well, we would have to live lives of penance. She did this first by appearing to Saint Bernadette at Lourdes. At Lourdes, Our Lady made it very clear that to follow her Son and to live our lives well, we'll be called upon to practice penance. In fact, in one apparition, she repeated the word penance 3 times before fading out of St. Bernadette's sight to really impress upon her the need for this virtue. Then again at Fatima, we know that Our Lady told the 3 children to pray and do penance for poor sinners who have no one else to pray for them. And what we can see from this is that when Our Lady gave this message to children like Bernadette and the 3 children at Fatima, it should remind us that this is a message then for the whole world. You see, if Our Lady had given this message to a great converted sinner, like a modern-day Saint Mary Magdalene, well, then people might just consider that, well, this is a message for those who have a lot to repay. This is a message for those who have a great need for reparation. Or if Our Lady appeared to a bishop or a member of the hierarchy, then people might be able to think that penance and trials is something that has to be endured by those with great responsibilities. But by the fact that Our Lord preached this to all those who would follow him, and Our Lady reiterated it to young, innocent children, it tells us that the need for penance in our lives is universal. Let us then realize that this life is a valley of tears. We will be called upon to suffer, but this penance can be a good thing if it is offered up for the love of God who loves us so much. And to be penitent in this life, we must, of course, practice the virtue of patience. Patience is the virtue which helps us to bear up under those evils or those trials which would otherwise make us sad or break our spirits. And the most important words in that definition are the words bear up. To practice patience doesn't mean that we become insensible or stoic to pain, or that we are happy with misfortune or trials. This is not what patience is at all. Patience is feeling very severely the brunt of a trial. Patience is knowing that we would rather have anything happen to us than what's happening right now, but that we bear that thing that we would not normally want in our lives. We bear it for the love of Christ. We do not become sad or disconsolate at that sacrifice or that penance because we see it as something we can offer up in reparation to the Sacred Heart. When St. Andrew Bobola was going through that terrible martyrdom, it was not something that was enjoyable. He did not like to have his skin filleted off him, or he was not happy to have a chasuble carved into his back. But what he did was he bore up under these terrible adversities for love of our Lord and in acts of penance for the sins of mankind and for his own special intentions. Let us then, my dear friends, act in the same way when insults or adversities, trials or crosses come upon us. Maybe for us we have sickness or pain that cut us down when we would rather be doing other things. Maybe our great plans or desires are thwarted. These are all times when we can practice penance and be patient for the love of God. We can realize at these times that God will bring a greater good out of all adversity, and so we bear up under these trials for his sake. As true Catholics then, when called upon to be patient, we have to remember that we are being called upon to bear up under trials and adversities, and that all of this is for the love of God. This has been a direct order since the infancy of the Church itself. The apostles were told to teach their followers all things that our Lord commanded, and one of his chief commands was to do penance. Let us remember this then when adversity strikes, that we are doing what our Lord commanded. We are providing for our own sanctification and the sanctification of others. And to help us in this task, let us bear in mind when penances come that they are not easy, but in the light of eternity, they will definitely be worth it. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.